Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we are on a Friday, and yesterday we closed out our discussion on this 21st verse in Genesis chapter 3. We are ready to move on to verse 22, which is an outstanding verse. It seems that every verse is outstanding, doesn't it? But given this is the end of the week and we are about to have a two-day break, let's reserve verse 22 for Monday. Today I want to do a couple of things. One, I want us to worship God together, focusing especially on the God of grace we have been learning about this week. Second, I want to invite your participation in the ministry of God Is. We will come to that, but let's start with worship. I have a couple of Bible passages on my heart to share with you, and the first one is Psalm 103. Join with me as I read Psalm chapter 103, verses 1, 2, and 8. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. At this hour, let all that is within us bless God's holy name. Speak to your soul and command it to bless the Lord. It is time we got our minds off ourselves and focus our energies on the Lord. Verse 2 says, forget none of his benefits. Think about who God is. Count your blessings. Recall all the benefits you enjoy because you are known and loved by the Lord God. So many times we complain about all that we do not have. We think we are missing out on what others enjoy. But this is not a day to complain. This is not a night to covet. This is a time to remember and rejoice in who and what we have in God. Friends, if we have God, we have everything. And then verse 8 of Psalm 103 emphasizes the Lord is compassionate. Thank him for his compassion for you. The Lord is gracious. Here is the grace we have talked about this week. Thank you, Lord, for being so gracious to us. We do not deserve your grace, but you give it to us anyway. Humbled, we thank you. The text continues, the Lord is slow to anger. Join with me in thanking him for how slow he is to anger. We are quick to anger. He is slow. And the psalmist says the Lord is abounding in loving kindness. Wow. This is a Hebrew word that means much, many, and great. God is much loving kindness. Great is God's mercy towards us. It's like Adam and Eve. The punishment for their sin was death, yet God gave them loving kindness and mercy. Likewise, our sins make us deserving of death, but here we are, enjoying every day the abounding loving kindness of our God. Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, and 8. We join with the psalmist in praising God for who he is and how he shows us such divine grace. And of course, there will be those of you tuning in who think, but I do not feel much like praising God and thanking God. I'm suffering right now. I'm going through a very hard time. I have little or no joy. I am even walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I have the blues. This is really not a good time for me to be so positive. I hear you. It is difficult to navigate this world in which we live, and suffering is hard to endure. It makes us question, to feel dejected. Maybe we even wonder, where is God in all of this? I do not know the nature of your suffering, but I do know the enemy, Satan, is seeking our destruction, and being a believer in Christ means we will have suffering, persecution, and some turmoil thrown at us. I'm thinking of Peter's letter to the persecuted Christians, suffering a great deal. And he writes this in 1 Peter 5, verse 10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. After we have suffered a little while, that is, our suffering will not last forever. The God of all, notice the next word, grace. The God of all grace is the one who called you, dear Christian. He called you to his eternal glory in Christ. While you suffer, while you go through this hard time, and while you have the blues, you feel depressed, allow yourself to be drawn into this text and the proclamation of the Word of God. The God of all grace, I love that. The God of all grace is ministering to you his grace at this hour. He will meet you in your darkest time of need. Notice those next four words in 1 Peter 5, verse 10. Perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish. These are strong words that describe what God is doing in you, even especially through your suffering. The God of all grace will himself perfect you. The God of all grace will himself confirm you. The God of all grace will himself strengthen you. And the God of all grace will himself establish you. This is what the God of all grace is doing in you right now. Do you believe it? I hope so, because this one verse can lift you out of the pit of despair in which you find yourself and give you cause to worship the God of all grace. We suffer for a little while, but not forever. Let us suffer well so that we will be perfected, confirmed, strengthened and established by our great and gracious God. And now with Psalm 103 and 1 Peter 5 set in our minds, please join with me in prayer. Our gracious and loving Father in heaven, holy is your name. We come together from all around the world and we worship you. Bless you, Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. We bless you. And as we read about your abundant grace given to Adam and Eve, so too, we pause to recognize your grace to us today. We want to give gratitude and sincere thanks to you, God of all grace. Grant us this grace, that we might receive from you what you give to us. We exalt you, we honor you, we give you praise. High King of heaven, you are worthy of praise. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne, and before your throne we bow in humble adoration of you. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ at this hour who are suffering. Whatever form of suffering they are dealing with, we pray that you will shower them with your grace. Be gracious to the downcast, the discouraged, and the depressed. Be gracious to those without joy. Be gracious to those who are mourning, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We are grateful that we suffer only a little while, and then one day we will suffer no more in heaven. Oh, it is your grace that makes heaven possible, and we rejoice that it is through grace alone, by faith in Christ alone, that we will be with you forever. And there will be no more sorrow, pain, or tears. We pray for those who suffer persecution. We pray for the injustices done against Christians. Be merciful to the persecuted church. Remind those precious believers that the gates of hell will never prevail against your church. We want to end our time together this week worshiping you. I pray you will receive our worship and you will be honored and glorified in our lives every day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. It's always good to worship God, and we worship this God of all grace. And then just as we come down the final stretch of the week, I invite your participation in this ministry. I do not do this often enough, but I have some time now, and so I want to remind you, we are on social media. God Is has a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and we would love it if you visited our pages, liked us, and followed us. The handle is God Is Podcast. I'll say it again, God Is Podcast. When you go to Facebook and Instagram, look for God Is Podcast. Check out the posts, comment on them. I will respond, and tell others about the ministry of God Is. This is a great way for you to participate and encourage us. We post several times a week, so visit and interact with what you see, God Is Podcast. And then there is the website, godisministry.org. At the top of the homepage, there are links to Facebook and Instagram, so you can access our social media through the website. And the podcasts are all there, front and center on the homepage. If you'll scroll down to the left-hand corner, you'll see how to subscribe to the podcast, getting it automatically delivered to your phone, iPad, or whatever device you use. We are on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Cast, so please check that out. The web address again is godisministry.org. And finally, I have an email address. You can always write to me. I'd love to hear from you. For example, how are you benefiting from your journey through Genesis 3? What questions or comments do you have? Email me, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Or send your letter, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Please participate with us. And then join us again on Monday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.